Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin said yes, Shedeur will start next week. So he's starting against Tennessee, but he didn't want to get into all that. And Adam Schefter of ESPN had a report out that the Browns are willing to give Shedeur a really long look at quarterback. But Kevin didn't want to get into all that.
Well, why would I mean?
That okay?
For Kevin, yeah, what's the difference? You got two rookie quarterbacks on the roster. What's the difference? Yeah, you're starting next week. I mean, it's not like, look, did he keeps playing well enough to make me say, I want to see a little bit more. I want to see a little bit more. What'll happen? I just, you know, I need him to just kind of settle into this thing and be, he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And I think we can see some of that stuff while he's playing. And I think it's a trait of just being a young quarterback. He's a rookie quarterback. And I think there are things that, you know, we're just going to, it just takes time. And if they want to give him his true shot, I think they need to start him every week. I think they need to give him the opportunity to show what he can do. The problem is that, you know, there's really no go-to guy for him to get the ball to. And that's a problem. So I don't know if what we're seeing is real. You've got a banged-up offensive line. You're playing tryout now and taking Wyatt Teller out of the game. The circumstances are not great for us to really see the full effect or what could be 100% of either one of these two young quarterbacks. But in particular now, it's Sanders, because Sanders is the guy with the opportunity. Sanders is the guy that's going to have to grow up really, really, really fast. And I'm not saying that as an immature thing. I'm saying that as an experience thing. So, you know, there's just some interesting things to watch for the rest of the season. The hard part is watching it struggle and wondering if they had the ball in better field position. Maybe the special teams thing yesterday is just killing me. It's killing me because we've seen it too many times this season where special teams has just given the game to the other team. When the offense has played okay enough at times, no matter who the quarterback was, to win a game, and the defense has given you pretty much every opportunity in the world to win every one of these games they have. And, you know, I know that there's been, like, the Vikings game, okay, well, they had the opportunity to control the destiny at the end, and they didn't. They could have controlled the destiny at the end of the first half yesterday. I get it. It's just, it's really frustrating because it's like an engine where the cylinders are just, none of them are in rhythm and you're not going anywhere. It's not good.
I think it's interesting. I've seen it written that Shedeur making great progress based on his quarterback rating. And I took a look at that and I would like to see Shedeur play more. I want to see him play against Tennessee. I'd like to see him play more after that. Let's see what you have there. But I also wouldn't mind seeing more of Dylan Gabriel because I thought he was just slowly progressing a little bit. But the quarterback ratings in two starts, Shedeur, and you have to eliminate that second half when he came in for Dylan against Baltimore. That was an aberration in a tough spot to put him in. So that's not included in this thought. But against Vegas, he was just over 87, and yesterday he was just over 93. And for what it's worth, Dylan Gabriel in four of his six starts was 88 or better, and his high was a 94.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to look at quarterback rating, they've actually been somewhat comparable. Somewhat comparable. I will say neither guy is given me the thought that, yep, you got one.
But I don't hear one person saying we need to go back to Gabriel. No, I don't hear anybody saying that. Now, I understand why you want to see it.
No, I don't. I agree with that now. Dylan had more of a sample size. Let's see what Shador can do, and let's give him some starts, and let's see. But as it stands right now, Andy, I would think you're going into the offseason thinking, okay, where are we going to get a quarterback? And maybe it's from within. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe Shador in the offseason continues to grow and improve. Same thing with Dylan. And maybe those two guys fight it out next year. I don't think that's ideal. But I would think you're going to go find somebody somewhere, whether it be in the draft or in free agency or a trade. But I would think you're going to go get somebody somewhere, whether he's the starter or not, who knows. But right now, I don't think either guy is giving you the impression that, yep, we're good. Do you feel that way?
No, not at all. I don't feel like either guy is, neither one of them is winning the job for next year.
No, I would neither agree one. With that.
I mean, yeah. And I don't know why.
And it's not just beating out the other guy. It's beating out what you want in a starting quarterback. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like here, it's almost
what,
like
here's
you
what
wish,
we're thinking.
You're wishing that the plays that Sanders would make sometimes are just, you know, oh, well, the wide receiver just dropped the ball. That's not on Sanders. Or, oh, man, Sanders really made the right read there, but he just overthrew him a little bit. So that happened a little bit. That happened on a big play yesterday. But, again, you have to have if you're going to play a rookie, you better have a rookie mentality as a fan, too, and understand that rookies make mistakes. And understand that rookies don't make the pass that, you know, veterans do, or guys that have been in that situation, you know, 200-300 times prior and have made the play and made their mistakes and cut their teeth somewhere else. We're watching Shador cut his teeth right now. I think that's part of the other problem that, you know, and no one has patience. No one has that, whether it was Gabriel or Sanders, no one has patience for this. And yesterday was just put your head through the TV game. Because there were just so many opportunities missed. I see, you know, we were talking about the wide receivers. I don't care how bad they are. There's a lot of times wide receivers are open and the quarterback can't find them, whether it was Gabriel or whether it was Sanders. But, you know, it's frustrating. I wish I had another word to describe it. I understand why you feel the way you do, Browns fans, because you have every right in the world to feel the way you do right now. That this is an underachieving, ridiculous spectacle of football on offense and special teams. It is a ridiculous spectacle on, it's more on special teams than even on the offense at this point.
The talent is lacking on the offensive side of the ball.
I don't know, Jeff, we were talking about this before. I see a lot of empty routes. I see a lot of routes that are run that like they're never seen by the quarterback.
Well, that's
either quarterback.
That's problematic. Going into the game yesterday, Browns were 29th in points, 31st in yards, 28th in rushing, and 31st in passing. If you have talent and enough of it, you're not going to be in the bottom four of every offensive category.
No, and by the way,
it's not going to be there.
Did you think they got away with a safety yesterday? Because in the stadium, it looked like Shador threw an intentional grounding.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
yeah.
Instead they called.
Might have been.
It was a face mask. If I was Robert Saleh, I would have been saying the same thing. It looked like
intentional. Saleh thought it was a safety.
I'll be honest, I did too. I looked at Daryl Ryder sitting next to me. I go, that's a safety. It doesn't matter if that flag is for holding or for whatever it is. And that's the second time. That's a rookie mistake. That just can't happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You got to find a way to throw it in the third row with a wide receiver underneath it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
it's
third
young.
Third row
it's
with a wide receiver underneath. What's that mean?
What do you mean? Throw it out of bounds. Make sure it's over someone's head.
So it's not intentional grounding.
Yeah, right, no. So you're not throwing it into the ground.
I got you now. Had to think about it a little bit.
That's right. Well, unfortunately, we have to think about all these weird dynamics of the game. They're very lucky they didn't get the intentional grounding on that.
Well, I would agree.
Thank goodness for that 15-yard face mask. Thank goodness.
I would agree with that. James is in Cleveland. Hello, James.
Hey, James.
Hey, good afternoon. What is it? Morning, afternoon?
It's
good
day. Morning, morning, James.
Yeah. So, thank you for taking my call. I just want to just make a couple quick points. First, I'm not even bent out of shape about the game or anything. Like, this is a bad team with a bad roster, everything across the board. If you played the schedule game in the beginning of the year, nobody had this shame circle for a win. I think we did, but we mad how it played out. But I think it's really, and Jeff, you hit the nail on the head three times earlier about the coaching when you mentioned that the coaching can't overcome the lack of talent on this roster. It also trickles down to the special teams, in my opinion, because in most teams, you put your good players up top and your leftover players that you don't need as much, you kick them to the special teams. So now you got poor coaching on special teams, in addition with guys that shouldn't even probably be playing in the league out there. The Browns have been historically bad, but I've never seen a team give up two returns in one game, a punt return and a kick return, and they keep going. I'm just punting on the season myself, but that might get blocked too if the Browns out there coaching that.
James, I got to ask you a question. James, okay. Still there? James, question.
Yes, sir.
Anyone ever tell you sound like Kendrick Lamar?
No, sir. I think you did before.
Is it me? Not like us, man. Every time you talk, I'm like, I think he's going to start singing here in a second, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'll bust a rap next time, Jeff, but they got to cut that check, man. I'll jump out there. I'll grab the Avenue Productions team. We'll put some more tracks out there.
All right. That's awesome.
There we go.
All
see?
Right, James.
Better have some fun here, right?
Oh, might as well. We're going to ask for Brown's rap songs? Is that what we're going to do?
I don't know, man. Am I crazy? Does he not sound a little like
that? Got to be angry. If you're going to do those, they got to be angry.
I don't totally hear it, but I'll believe you.
Oh, I hear it. I totally heard it. Yeah. I was like, oh, man, maybe it is. Wouldn't that be awesome if he was a Browns fan? That would have been cool.
Number to join us is 216-474-0092. If you'd like to load up, we'll talk to you in about 11:20 because Scott Petrak is our buddy from the Chronicle Telegram. Scott's the guy who Shadur said, well, that's a rude question. No, it really wasn't. Just a question. But Scott's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. So get ready. Petrak up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.